Hi, I'm Bob Masago with an Americana Fest session recorded at Soundstage Studios in Nashville. Canadian Afi Jervinen performs as Bahamas. In 2021, he won the Juno Award for his album Sad Hunk, and this year he's just released his latest album, Bootcut. The album may surprise some fans with the strong Americana influences it presents. I asked Afi about this. Congratulations on the new album, Bootcut.
Thank you so much.
I just got to ask, where did all the twang come from?
Where did the twang come from? Well, it was expensive, you know. We had to bring it in because I'm from all the way up in Canada, so we had to bring it in south of the border. But no, I've been listening to country music for a long time. I think if you've been following my music, even if you went back to the first album, you'd hear a lot of influences there from, I'd say, classic country. You know, the guys that I love are Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, and I don't think I would turn your listeners on to the latest hot new thing in country music, but certainly I just really appreciate that the quality, the craft. You know, the songwriting is just incredible, and obviously the musicianship is top notch. And I really just always wanted to try something like that.
Here is Bahamas with an in-studio version of "Just a Song" from the new album.
It helps me to pretend that song in my guitar. Should I go up to my room, or should I stay here at the bar? After searching for the sound, I put the wood and steel down, having not got far. Sometimes I swear I hear it ringing in my ears, but to try too hard to find it is the sum of most my fears. I let the chorus be the hearse for every dead, forgotten verse I carried through the years. It's like the perfect melody is hidden in a tune, and every misplaced note, the ones I stole, the ones I wrote, all just self-inflicted wounds. Memory as an instrument is flawed. It lets me live inside the dream I swear I saw. Don't try to polish up what should stay raw. It's just a song. Wondering where it's at, and the radio now is just a tourist trap. Every musical mistake, every bad middle eight just leaves me flat. So if you've got it in you, then we can get it out, and it can't be a sin to live with one's own doubts. When the taper starts a-rolling, you shouldn't scream or shout, just sing your heart out. It's like the perfect melody is hidden in a tune, and every misplaced note, the ones I stole, the ones I wrote, all just self-inflicted wounds. Memory as an instrument is flawed. It lets me live inside the dream I swear I saw. Don't try to polish up what should stay raw. It's just a song. Don't have to think that every note is wrong. It's just a song.
That's Bahamas, recorded in studio in Nashville at Americana Fest. It's just a song from the new album, Bootcut, available now on Brushfire Records. In terms of taking the classic country influences on this new album, kind of the forefront in an album. How long had you been thinking about doing that?
Well, I think during the pandemic, during the lockdowns, I had an opportunity to work with some musicians here in Nashville. We did this remote recording where I was in Nova Scotia at home, and they were here in Nashville. And we did this recording, and I just so enjoyed working with those musicians that's really when the wheels started turning. Well, hey, well, maybe I could actually do this. Maybe I could go down to Nashville and sit in a room with these people and actually make a full album. And so that was sort of the catalyst of the whole thing. And then from there, I just sort of tried to write material that would work well with those musicians in that format and just choose whatever songs I had already written that might also work.
You're self-taught as a guitarist.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, I always steal licks from anybody I can get them from, you know what I mean? I never took lessons, but I just learned, like a lot of people, through osmosis from my friends and the people around me. I still do that. When I was, I think, in the eighth grade, when I sort of, you know, decided I'm going to be a musician, as silly as that may have sounded at such a young age, you know, I'd really decided that. And a lot of my friends, Joe Facciola, Mike McMaster, those guys, their parents are a little more affluent. They could afford lessons, and I was jealous of them because they progressed really much faster in the early days, you know. But again, I would sort of just get them to show me the Nirvana tunes or whatever tunes that they were working on, and that kind of helped me get the chords right. And then I started writing my own songs because that was easier than trying to copy other people's. If I only knew three chords, well, why don't I just make a song with those three chords rather than, you know, trying to figure out someone else's tune.
In terms of taking the classic country influences on this new album to kind of the forefront in an album, how long had you been thinking about doing that?
Well, I think during the pandemic, during the lockdowns, I had an opportunity to work with some musicians here in Nashville. We did this remote recording where I was in Nova Scotia at home, and they were here in Nashville. And we did this recording, and I just so enjoyed working with those musicians that's really when the wheels started turning. Well, hey, well, maybe I could actually do this. Maybe I could go down to Nashville and sit in a room with these people and actually make a full album. And so that was sort of the catalyst of the whole thing. And then from there, I just sort of tried to write material that would work well with those musicians in that format and just choose whatever songs I had already written that might also work.
How'd you go about collecting the band? It's a tremendous band on that album. How'd you go about collecting the musicians for that?
Oh, geez. Well, in Canada, we have a lot of subsidies, you know, a lot of government programs for paying for this kind of stuff. But joking aside, I think I just asked this guy, Dan Knobler, who's a musician, a producer that lives down here. And we just asked through him to say, you know, well, this is the band and these are the guys that we would like. Can you pursue that? And he did. And, you know, I think Nashville is as much music as comes out of here, you know, it is a pretty small town. I think everybody kind of knows each other. And so I was really flattered when a lot of those musicians not only said yes, but said that they were familiar with my other, you know, other albums. That's always flattering as a songwriter, just to know that the musician has reached other musicians. And so it was pretty cool to just get to be in a room with all these guys. And they're just so experienced, often, you know, 20 or 30 years more experience than I have, so that I really benefited from that, you know.
With that much experience, do they bring their own attitude and ideas about what they should do on the album?
If they did, I think it was only a positive. I find when you get really talented people together, the best thing to do is just get out of the way, and you don't have to give them too much direction. You can really just start playing the song, and if there's a problem, it usually becomes apparent to everyone, and then as a group, you kind of make a change in approach. But yeah, everyone really just contributed beautifully in their own way, and I do think that's probably just a cumulative thing. Once you've been, there's no chord progression that I'm going to show these guys is going to stump them or something. You know, they've played it all at this point, so. It's kind of nice to be at this point where I'm benefiting from all that experience that they have, you know.
From Nashville Soundstage Studios, here is Bahamas with Into the Unknown.
Just about to lose my head. Stand back or hand me a beer, and don't believe a word I said. understand, cause you've never been in it. Something so hard to explain, I wouldn't put the pressure on your adolescent brain. I'm into the unknown. Oh, I'm into the unknown. I'm into the unknown. Ooh. Hold back your darkest thoughts. Yeah, only let me see your best. Did I pass your meaningless test? I'm into the unknown. Oh, I'm into the unknown. I'm into the unknown.
Bahamas with an in-studio version of Into the Unknown. The new album is Bootcut, available now on Brushfire Records. We discussed his album plans moving forward.
You mentioned that the classic country influences have been with you for a long time. Are there other influences that you want to pull out on future albums?
That's hard to say. I try not to plan things too far in advance artistically, right? Because you want to... as cliche as it sounds, you want to be in the moment so that you can be open to responding to things in real time. Because then it's more like a musical conversation as opposed to something that's a script that you're following. And for some artists, there certainly is a script, often given to them by someone else, a label or whatever, right? But for me, I've just sort of followed my interest and followed my muses however they come. And that's worked out pretty well. I've managed to turn it into a little career, you know, so I try not to think about it too much, frankly. But I probably won't make a hip-hop record or a, you know, reggae record or anything like that, but there's nothing's off the table. Yeah.
Afy, thanks for your time today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been an Americana Fest session with Bahamas on WNRN. I'm Bob Masalgo. Thanks for listening.